MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 12, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:32 p.m. A follow-up story from last week, a Salem man died from injuries when his truck struck a guardrail. He was thrown from his truck that rolled over, and the pickup truck also collided with a motor scooter. The Salem News reports that 20-year-old Daniel Elias Lopez Tamay died from his injuries. The Daily Item reports that with the Sumner Tunnel closing this summer, the state is looking to help mitigate traffic issues by providing incentives to ride the Blue Line and to restart the Lynn Ferry. Massachusetts is spending millions of dollars to provide emergency housing, food, and legal assistance for thousands of refugees who have entered the country. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that most of the costs are being packed. Massachusetts is spending millions of dollars to provide emergency housing, food, and legal assistance for thousands of refugees who have entered the country. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that most of the costs are being picked up by Massachusetts taxpayers and not the federal government. Officials in the city of Newburyport continue to move their fiscal 24 budget forward. Mayor Sean Reardon on the city's budget.
And just a high-level view, it's a 4.5% increase. You know, about 2.5% of that is all just contractual salaries that we have no control over. So, it's a pretty modest budget. I do have some asks in there from the planning department, from our DPS to schools. So the city council has, after next week, would have spoken to all the department heads, spoken to the administration, and then they'll kind of talk amongst themselves about where they stand on some of these things. And then they can't add to our budget, they can only cut. So we'll have to see where we land there. But, I think it's been a really good process so far, and I think they've asked good questions, and so we'll just have to see where they land next week. And then really, it's a big exhale once that budget finally gets voted on June 20th. Because then we know what we have, and then we can go ahead and start putting some of these things in motion that we've planned for the upcoming fiscal year. So we're excited about that.
Mayor Reardon was speaking on his weekly podcast program, The Mayor's Corner. In local politics, Peabody has a new candidate running for mayor. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that lifelong Peabody resident Rochelle Agneta will challenge incumbent Mayor Ted Betancourt. Agneta has not run for public office before. And the Swampscott Select Board has voted unanimously to elect David Grisham as its chair and Katie Fallon vice chair. The Daily Item reports that the former chair, Neil Duffy, did not seek re-election to the board. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Yankees last night 3-2, actually taking the three-game series in the Bronx 2-1. The Sox open up a series tonight at Fenway against the Rockies. We have the results of weekend MIAA tournament action on our website. Tomorrow, in boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep meets Hingham at 4:30 in a D1 Final Four game to be played at Weston. In D2 boys lacrosse, Marblehead goes to Nauset today at 4 in a Final Four matchup. Marblehead lacrosse coach John Wilkins, his team now 20-0 on the season, on today's trip to Nauset.
They're good. Yeah, we've watched film on them. They're good. They're having a great year. They've got some good ball players. It's going to be a long drive, but it's okay. Guys are up for it, and we just got to stick to our game.
And I got to ask you, 20-0 now, that's a pretty big number, right? Obviously, the ultimate goal is to win the title, but
yeah.
Can you reflect on that a little bit, just what that means for the program?
It's been great. The interest has been great. Everybody in school has been very supportive. These kids are keeping it in perspective because we were ranked 7th, even though you're undefeated. It's a strength of schedule thing, and we get that. So we still have a lot to prove, to be honest with you.
Marblehead boys lacrosse coach John Wilkins. Check out North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, along with special guest, retired Daily Item sports writer Steve Krause. Plus, the show will have many other guests as well. Check it out tonight at 7. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.